located in the West Loop Shopping Center.
And Kathy Dawes now, along with Kansas State University student body president Jack Ayers. Again, if you want to enter into the discussion, lots to talk about today, 537-1350. And, you know, Jack, I guess at the top of everyone's minds, what is going on campus? I mean, it's scary right now. I know the latest incident didn't happen directly on campus, but obviously close, way too close for comfort. But there's a lot of things going on with racial overtones, and just some of your thoughts as student body president.
You're absolutely right, and I think that's one of the things we've really talked about and something that we need to keep talking about and moving the needle on is the fact that students, there are students on campus who don't feel safe because of all these things that are happening. And, you know, what's sad about it is we talk a lot about the K-State family, and what last night was a good example of that, and we've been hearing this for the last, you know, couple of years, really, is that the K-State family, you know, is challenged, and we don't hear that that students feel like a part of that when we have issues like this happening, threatening safety, students that are, you know, that are not going to class because of it. And so I think it takes effort on the part of many individuals, both university administration. I think student government needs to live up to that challenge as well. We had a really, I think, productive meeting last night. Had a lot of students come in and speak their voice about what they were concerned about on campus and why the events that have been happening contribute to that feeling or of that lack of safety that they feel on campus. And I think it's important for student leaders and for our university leaders and, frankly, for our community leaders to stand up to that. I know that City Commissioner Yusha Reddy was there at the meeting. There was a Black Student Union emergency meeting on Wednesday, and she talked about what efforts the City Commission can make and our community leadership can make in regards to that. And I think that that's critically important as well as we work together on this. Some of these things happen, like you mentioned, off campus, and the university is limited and sometimes in what they're able to do, given you know, if individuals or students are not enrolled, you know, what have you. And so I think that working all together can really help to make this happen. The university, I know, we need to invest more in our surveillance technology on campus. We've had a couple issues happen where there hasn't been much response from or much ability to investigate, and thus and much way to respond disciplinary wise to individuals because we haven't had the cameras there to do it. And that's something that students have really spoken out about on that. And President Meyer's recent letter indicated that he is working with Vice President Cindy Bontrager to establish that, to figure out what our current process is and what we have now and how we can improve that in the future.
Well, it sounds like some good dialogue going on, but of course there's always that fear, a lot of talk, you know, is there going to be action? And it sounds like there will be,
exactly.
But, you know, from your perspective too, what needs to be done?
So I think that, and you're bringing up the great point that was discussed in a lot of depth last night at Senate, which is that how do you turn that dialogue, which is so valuable, you know, that to hear what's going on, to hear what students are feeling, how do you turn that dialogue into action? And I think that we need to do a couple things. One, like I said, some of our, you know, very tangible with cameras. Another thing we really need to focus on, I think, is cultural competency education on campus. That students that leave K-State are prepared to live in a diverse and changing world. And I think that starts in your first day of class. So looking at different ways to do that, there have been some really incredible, I think, proposals so far that are actually in place this year. The College of Arts and Sciences requires a U.S. multicultural overlay, which is I think, a really incredible program that lists a series of classes that you can take, which are focused on diversity and inclusion and multiculturalism. And I want that to expand across the academy. In addition to that, there's a lot of discussion about ways in which, you know, that, I mean, that's adding classes, of course, but what can we do to work on the classes that currently exist and make those courses discuss the issues that exist on campus in our community and, unfortunately, in our world?
And I know there's been a lot of talk about a multicultural center. I don't know, that was
seemed
like it was a little bit on the back burner for a while, but it's coming back up again now. So.
No, and it cannot be on the back burner.
It can't be, yeah.
And that's part of the thing where we talked last night about students that, you know, have these feelings of not belonging to the K-State family or feeling unsafe on campus. You know, a physical edifice, the multicultural student center, multicultural resource center, would be, I think, would be a really safe in what we would call brave space for individuals on our campus to go and to join a community there at the space, and that is how I think we can really move forward And some of that requires physical space. Like I said, some of that requires what happens in the classroom. And unfortunately, complex, you know, issue that I think exists nationwide, especially after talking to some fellow student body presidents across the country, and especially in the Big 12, K-State's not alone in this, and that's not an excuse, but simply saying that this is a huge issue and that it's not going to be solved with one thing.
I know last spring, of course, when you became student body president, did you have any inkling that, I mean, back then, I mean, of course, nationwide there have been tensions for quite some time, but did you have any inkling that K-State would go this direction?
You know, no. And I think that is partly due to my ignorance there. And because there was another really good point made last night, a student spoke at our Student Senate meeting and said, this is not new. This has been around for, you know, for years and years. And I've, you know, he said he had personally experienced some similar issues in the past that didn't get quite the news or media attention that our recent events have been getting. So on that realm, yes, I mean, I think I should have been should have expected. I think that's something that unfortunately we've been known has been coming for a while. At the same time, though, I think there's a lot of people that are shocked by the amount of hate that could be created in a community. And the unfortunate reality is that it doesn't matter how many students are in support of diversity and of multiculturalism and of our students of color on campus, a small group of students has the ability to inflict a whole lot of pain and a whole lot of fear into the hearts and minds of our students.
I did want to mention, and kudos, by the way, to the Collegian. Did an excellent article, but they apparently had a report of a student saying he was harassed on campus and kind of was dismissed by a campus police officer. I'm sure you've been involved with that discussion, too. And
absolutely.
I mean, these are all allegations. We want to say, you know, we don't know any of this for sure, but there was were some concerns that way.
Well, so I think that, I mean, and I actually was, you know, very involved in that personally. A student who was affected by that is one of my best friends. And so as we've, you know, had discussions about that, it's been a real challenge to say, you know, I think that's an indicator of a need for the university to, as we advance the cultural competency training of students, that faculty and staff must also be involved in that in a way in which, you know, based on talking to that student, you know, it sounds like there was an issue there because the officer was not, you know, he didn't feel like he was being listened to, didn't feel like the officer was encouraging him to take care of the issue at hand, which was harassment, which was, you know, which of course stands behind a whole line of hate and racism. And so because of that, it's like that's an issue we need to address, and that I think should be at the forefront. And I will say that is one thing that, you know, needs to be taken away from that as well, is that once that complaint was made, senior administration at the university and in our K-State Police Department were quick to comfort that student and to make steps to investigate that. We had the opportunity to meet with President Myers, student leadership did, and we invited a couple students from the Black Student Union. And President Myers stuck around for about 30 minutes past, you know, when we were planning on meeting, and just, you know, talked to students. And, you know, it's important that students understand that our senior administration at the university is committed to them. And I think that you know, those things get challenged every now and then, you know, in regards to our senior administration. And I think that as we move forward, though, to address these issues, you know, we administration needs to listen to students, and students, you know, work with administration. And I think we got to move on this together, because that's, I think, the only way we can solve something as big as this.
It's interesting. We set up this interview. I, you know, didn't realize that we would have so much to talk about.
Oh, I know.
I know we've only covered the one main thing that is at top of everyone's minds right now, which is the recent racist vandalism that occurred and some of the things that are going on. Anything else you're wanting to add, though, today?
Absolutely. Well, and the other thing I was going to say is, you know, we had a really good discussion last night about how this needs to be at the top of our agenda. This needs to be our top priority, because students, you know, like I said, are not going to class. They're, you know, and that needs to be number one. So I think we have really made a priority of that, and that's you know, critically important as we move forward. Other things going on, we hosted a pizza and politics event last night. Had a lot of really good speakers come from the community. Steve Johnson from One Oak, Representative Tom Phillips was there, and Brian Flickner from the Kansas Farm Bureau was there, in addition to Amy Buttonrins and Sue Peterson. And we had a great discussion about political advocacy and legislative advocacy, and I think as we move into this session, we're really going to see some good things.
So much to talk about. We need to get you back on again.
Absolutely. I'd love to. Thanks for having me, Kathy.
Again, Jack Ayers with us today, Kansas State University student body president. You've been listening to In Focus.